Hi everyone. Good afternoon. We've come on here today to let Jonathan have free rein of what he wants to talk about. So I have no idea what he wants to talk about, but hopefully it'll be something that'll resonate with some of you, that'll help you on your journey through life. Perhaps if you're having a bit of a hard time or you need some guidance with anything, you know. Just to listen. And I find the best thing to do is when you've got something like that is to listen with headphones on so you can get the, you know, the full sound of the voice coming to you and giving you comfort. Anyway, the first thing I wanted to mention was some dates for some demonstrations we have coming up. I think the next one's May, isn't it, Lucy?
Yep, so we've got the 20th of May. We are in Little Ilford in London. The 26th of May, we're in Balham. And the 11th of June, we're in Sittingbourne. Those are the ones we've got lined up at the moment. We are looking to book more in. And I have updated it now so that you can find the details and information on how to book tickets for these events on the website under the events page.
That's selainthorpe.com, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so now we've got that information out to you, and you can check out my art on the website page as well. And if you want to request any art, you can just come to me or Lucy through the website elainethorpe.com, or you can come to me through Facebook, Elaine Thorpe. Anyway, we shall get started. So it's going to be quiet for a while. So when you watch this video back, you'll probably want to forward this bit anyway. So I shall leave it up to you what you want to do, okay?
Hello, everyone. I am here to talk to you and perhaps help you along your way in life. I do not have the answers to everything, of course. What you do in your life is preconceived by your higher self, your consciousness. And I will explain that to you most times when I come on here to be with you all. There have been many testing times in perhaps many of your lives. But of course, I do not want to be too negative or pick up too much on those sort of things, but the truth should be revealed, shouldn't it? And if you are feeling a little negative at present with what is going on in your world, then we are here to give you a little bit of comfort and reassurance. So your loved ones are gathering around you whilst you listen to this. And they are saying, be sure that we are here for you. Be sure that when your loved ones pass to spirit, that we are in a better place, that we are comforted, and that we meet our loved ones, so we are never in passing alone. We are not going to be alone. We're going to be free. And we are free of the life of discomfort, of pain, of any suffering. That doesn't any longer plague us. We are happy to see each other. We are welcomed home again. And it is glorious. So you have absolutely nothing to fear. But unfortunately in this life, or unfortunate for the people that are left behind, it can be very distressing, especially if someone of a younger age has passed. And the reason being is because there is no age limit for passing. If the soul has completed their journey, and what they had planned to complete is complete, will be their time to make their exit. And they have to have some way of exiting this world, be it sudden or be it over a period of time. They will have already previously planned, before they came here, the exit from this world. But we want you to know that they will be comforted, they will be loved eternally, and they will have eternal life. If you could see where we were, you would smile and be happy. But grief is a process that is very difficult for some. And it is a natural process for the human to feel empathy and love for the one that they have lost. But we are never far away. We are only a thought away. Even though you may be missing your family and loved ones in spirit, we are a thought away. You can communicate with us in a sort of telepathic manner, I would say, for want of a better word. Yes. So telepathy is wonderful because it is consciousness to consciousness communication. So therefore, you are able to talk to us whenever you feel the need to. And you may think to yourself, well, I haven't had an answer. For years and years and years, I haven't had an answer from my loved one. Have they deserted me? Have they reincarnated? But what I want to say to you is that sometimes they will reincarnate, yes. Part of the essence of their soul will remain in the spirit world. And it's not nonsense, it's true, it's reality, because you are made up of facets like a diamond. And part of those essences of those facets of you will remain in spirit, whilst the rest is going to be coming here to be reincarnated. So you can think what you want of it, it doesn't matter. But because I am in spirit, I can tell you these things, and other guides might explain it a little differently. So when I am coming to Elaine, she can hear me. She doesn't know what I'm going to say. She just relaxes enough so that I am able to use her consciousness. I am able to put my consciousness next to hers by stepping into her energy. And those two consciousnesses then become one. And they are able to communicate with each other in a spiritual way so that I can be allowed to speak, be able to speak. So everything that I say to you, it's from my consciousness, and you would think it from a thought, you see, because consciousness is thought, it is eternal thought. And you in your state of mind are always, every day of your life, in a place of concentration, in a place of thought, thinking what to do, what shall I do next, thinking to go to your employment, thinking to go to bed. You're never out of the thinking mode. And sometimes that can become quite frustrating, can't it? Because you think, well, I wish my mind would quiet, and because I have so many things to think of, I don't know where to begin. And I'm becoming stressed and frustrated because I want peace. Well, you can achieve that peace through quietening of mind, through meditation. A lot of you think, well, that's going to be complicated. My mind is rattling all over the place, and I have no idea how to quieten it. But if you just let the mind take you on a journey, then it will quieten. You can meditate outside, indoors, in a quiet place. And if your place of living is rather nauseatingly noisy, then you could take yourself off out into the nature and sit and meditate there. It is not a forced thing, it is a quietening of the mind, just allowing yourself to be quiet, allowing yourself to think, well, you know, if I go to sleep, I remain quiet. So I will just sit here and I will just quieten my mind and listen to nature. You could be outdoors or indoors if you're not able to go out and listen to the sound of the birds and imagine that you are outside with them, listening to them in nature. That makes it easier if you put some headphones on your ears so that you cannot hear the outside distracting noise. It'll help you to relax further, you see. But if you're in nature, you can listen to nature because you are part of it. So I would say that meditation is like a piece of clothing that you put on every day. You get into practice, you wear it so many times, you become used to it. Like a new pair of shoes, you become used to them, you see. Or when you meditate regularly, it'll be like the shoes. You'll become comfortable with it and well practiced at it. So therefore, that's when it will start to benefit you. So if you take my advice, which is entirely up to yourselves, of course, then it will benefit you when you are particularly stressed and worried about something. Just stop and breathe and close your eyes and just quieten your mind for a moment. And if you do that regularly, you will find that you will be much calmer in life. And it's not just a saying, it is total reality that you will become a calmer person. You won't be so stressed because you will take everything in your stride and you'll know that it's going to be all right anyway. But you've got to put your little bit of effort in to do this. It isn't going to come to you. You need to go to it because it is you that is practicing it. And then, of course, if you want to use that meditation for development, you may want to sit in a group and meditate. You may want to sit alone and just use meditation for your own little thing. But whatever way you do it will benefit you. It is also very good for spiritual development. If you're going to take up connecting with our world and doing mediumship and healing and all sorts of things, then that is a good way of connecting with us. We will always be ready, available to send you signs that you wish to be given. But don't go chasing them, because we will bring them to you in the perfect divinity of time. So if you are going into your meditative state and asking for guidance, ask us to send you a sign, and we will send it to you. But don't get impatient with it, because it'll come in that time that it is meant to be there. I'm going to ask you something unusual today. I'm going to ask that you put out some prayers of love and soothing healing to a person that the Lady Lucy knows. And whether he should pass or not, he needs to be soothed and healed and loved. But he will know that in his conscious state that he is in. He will feel it and know it. But some additions to that will also help him and help his family. So we are sending our love to him and his family with great gratitude for all of the good things that he has done in his life. And that if he chooses to move on to our world, we believe that he will be loved. And we know that he will be loved. But nevertheless, send your thoughts out to these people that are left behind in your families, perhaps, or your friends that have lost a loved one. Give them comfort. Give them your thoughts. Because they are the ones that need it. The ones that have passed over have become free and they are entering into a beautiful world. But you here are missing them, and you are the ones that need to be comforted and loved and reassured of this world, because it makes sense. It helps you to adjust over time. And as they say, time is a great healer, isn't it? You never really get over it, you just learn to come to terms with it. And you try and live on in the best way that you can. Well, we are always going to be here for you. Really, we are. And our connection to your world is getting ever stronger and clearer. So that way we are able to make better communication with you. So I want to say that we love you all. And don't think that we have deserted you. Life on the earth is exceptionally difficult for some. And some are alone with it. So put your thoughts out to them too. For it will help to soothe them. If you are able to give them your company, then do so. Because it is the living that do the suffering, not the ones that have passed. I wanted to bring you that reassurance, because there are bound to be those of you that need that right now. Love and comfort, knowing that anyone that you have had pass over is going to be taken care of. No harm can come to them. We love them dearly. We are here to hold your hand throughout your lives, through your troubles, through your happier times that you have, no matter what it be. Sometimes you pray and you say, well, why don't you answer? Why don't you answer me? Why am I being left here like this? Why am I suffering? And then all of a sudden, one day you look back and you see, well, look at me now, because you see, my prayers have been answered and now I am in a different place. Then I wasn't, but now I am. And it was meant to come in the time that it was meant to be here, but I wanted it there and then, and I grew impatient, which is perfectly understandable, because as guides, we have also lived human lives. We have also felt this way. I must admit, when my grandmother passed, I was very heartbroken. But I knew inside of my mind that, being religious, that there must be some sort of place of a kingdom that they go to. And when I went there myself, I realized that there is. It is indescribably beautiful. There'll never be anything like it. nothing in comparison, although the earth is magnificent. While you are on this earth, appreciate it, because it gives you all of the beauty. It gives you comfort to be out in the open in the warm summer sun and take in nature. You are in a time of year when it is the spring and everything is budding and flowering, and more smiles will be coming forth. You are at a time when you can gather together and be outside, be with one another and enjoy the time that you have on this earth here. Make the most of life that you have. Enjoy it. Make sure that you have happy times together, because yes, you don't know when you're going to go home. If you knew that, you would live your life in fear, and we don't want you to do that. We want you to enjoy life. Live it to the fullest, each day. Well, I will take my leave now. And I will leave you with the beautiful fashion of love. Our hearts go out to anyone that needs us. We love you all, and God bless you.